Thank you for your kind words of introduction. As I'll dictate, please to the Queen Achsania, so we certainly have to thank Michael and Barbara for hosting this event. There are many different aspects of life, but the essence of what Dovid HaMelech is telling us is that we need to rise above the mundane. The mundane is the bane of our existence. That's what we need to know. Unfortunately, my simcha, my joy, both of us cause us to rise above the mundane, bring us a greater focus, greater attentiveness, greater insight about life is, what we have accomplished in life, about the people around us, and about the Rebbe Hashem. The essence of both what Musa and Chassidus have tried to do is on a daily basis to lift us above the mundane. In the day-to-day life, which is so repetitive in many regards, day in, day out, to rise above, just to live and transcend and connect with the virtual. Musa and Chassidus both attempted to do this. And they flow really from people that in their own lives were able to transcend the mundane presence. Therefore, that passion were able to transcend the mundane presence. This really was the essence of the promise. You see, this was the as well. The service of the Rebbe Hashanah should not be the roots. It should not be without reflection. Everything that we do has phenomenal potential to connect us to the Rebbe Hashanah. That, I think, is the essence of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. The Rambam talks about the Simchas Beis HaShoeva at the conclusion of his discussions of Simchas Yontif and the whole. But the ultimate expression of that Simcha was the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. It was connected with a special mitzvah that we had in the Sukhamayim, which did not take place only at Sukkot, all the time that we had. And I think that the Nisuchamayim and Sukkot are inherently connected. Not only that Sukkot is the Chag Shelidonim Alamayim, it's the Chag which is just before winter. And the final edict of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, the rain, the Sukkot reflects the pleasure. But it's beyond that. Chumash mentions in Parshas Mishpatim and Parshas Yisisa, Sukkot is Chag HaOsim. We celebrate in a material sense. Materially, it's a time of joy, and we celebrate. Hopefully, that will cause us to rise to spiritual joy too. And therefore, the Chag Nidonim Alamayim, and the Nisuch Hamayim, the Simcha of Nisuch Hamayim, is because that's really also the matter of Parnassus. The Chag HaOsim is what took place until now, and the Nisuch Hamayim is for the next stage. What did Rabbi Yossi say in the last parak of Brochus, when the person is Nichnas to Krach, he enters a large metropolis, the life is challenging. Nice and Haidala over, thanks to Rabbi Shalom for the past, the Tzayek HaOsim. We connect with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. The Nisuch Hamayim is forward looking. spoke about the second day of the man is in a state. He feels joyful, is flushed with success in his earthly endeavors, and he can rise to connect with the Rebbeinu Shalom, and then to realize how he has to connect with the Rebbeinu Shalom. And that's the notion of the number of Chagasukas. The connection, the Chag HaOsim, is the material bracha that we have, the Chag HaSukkos is the spirituality. From the material, we gain insight into how to connect spiritually with the Rebbeinu Shalom. Nisuch HaMayim, so they had the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. The Simchas Beis HaShoeva is very interesting. Who were the participants in the Simchas Beis HaShoeva? The great tzaddikim. The rest of us stood on the sidelines and we watched. We're not the players. Why? I dare say that if we had a contest of acrobatics, then we probably could find more talented acrobats than the ones that performed in the movie, even though they were quite talented. Jugglers, etc. You know, we didn't go to make a jugglers contest, you know, Olympic trials, and take the three best ones and put them up there in the Beis HaMikdash. It looks like maybe we went around the Beis Medrash, and among all the tzaddikim, we took the three best jugglers. That's true. But we didn't hold an open competition of Olympic trials for jugglers to see who's going to do what he's going to do next. Why? Because the joy can come in different ways. A hiring juggler, it's very nice, it's interesting to watch, but it's an external experience. It doesn't tell me anything reflect inwardly of what the person is. He's just athletically talented. I'm not different than anyone else. You know, if I saw some dimes on a news clip, you know, George sinking one of his amazing shots, it's awesome. You know, there's such athletic ability. It's an amazing thing. But that's where it ends. It doesn't tell me anything inward about the person. It just says he has tremendous athletic prowess. In the Mikdash, we were interested in symptoms stemming from the people. Yikudei Hashem Yisharim B'Samchalei, with expressions of imagery. The Torah, as the Radak writes in Tillam, Yikudei Hashem Yisharim B'Samchalei, because they are Yikudei Hashem, and only because they are Yikudei Hashem, they have a special quality which is to bring Simchas Aleich B'Samchalei. Otherwise, there would be external, another external happening in this world. That for the moment was happy, but ultimately, which means nothing. The simcha and the mikdash stem from the inner simcha of tzaddikim, the joy in the service of the Rebbeinu, the joy in connection with the Rebbeinu Shalom. It can be expressed inwardly, it can be expressed outwardly in joyous expression. And the joyous expression has to do with all types of acts that they did. But that was stemmed from a joyful expression. As you know, in the world of music, a real artist is the person that lives the music. A person that makes music and doesn't live the music, it's a garbage. There's nothing there at the end of the day. The real artist is the person that the music expresses itself, which is both the power and the danger of music. Who made the music? You know, what they express with the music. The music is a very powerful phenomenon. Tzaddikim are the ones that are exalted. Touch their Shalmi said, what's the Shaftamayim Besosim? It's not just physical work. The Shaftamayim Besosim was the book. Yoina Hanogi became the Dogi. And a Shema Shoira element. What Simcha? Simcha Shal Mitzvah. Only in Simcha Shal Mitzvah can a person find that such joyous connection with the Rebbeinu Shalom that could bring them to that state of rapture all the way to the Gula. Yoina Hanovi became a Novi. He went to the Simchas Beis HaShoeva and he was so possessed with the joy which took place there, it propelled him to a different level in the service of the Rebbeinu Shalom and as such that he became a Novi. So we come to the Mikdash to share in the Simcha of the Tzaddikim, the joy in the connection with the Rebbeinu Shalom. And that joy, a person can ride all the way to Nebuchadnezzar. We understand it. We ask ourselves, the avodah of the Arizal. So what was the greatest avodah of the Arizal? What picture would we paint? Maybe when he tefillas nila on your kip. The awe that the Arizal must have had, his madrigal, in the presence of the Arizal, is something that we can't even begin to imagine. That's, you know, we wanted the ultimate expression of the ruchlius of the Arizal, you know. Why did he look much more Esra and nila? But the Arizal said otherwise. The Arizal said that his highest level of avodah was the simcha that he felt in Simchas Torah. This was the highest level of avodah. In simcha, we could achieve what we could not achieve in the greatest Yerushalayim. Without the Yerushalayim, the simcha would be empty. But if we possess the Yerushalayim and not simcha, then we have not yet touched people's level of connection. So we come together on Sukkot. To reminisce, what did we say on Yom Kippur? Ashrei Ayin, it also comes. Imagine what it was. Like the Ayin, it's even quotes a Roman officer who did a write up. And what did the Avodah look like on Yom Kippur? When we look from the distance, Ashrei Ayin, it also comes. We gather at Simchas Beis HaShoeva because the deepest simcha in all the mitzvahs of terrorism service. The Goyim was in a tremendous state of exaltation throughout the Chag of service. And interestingly, Shmini Atzeres is the greatest. It's set up in Kabbalah, Shmini Atzeres is the greatest simcha, which transcends all the days of service. And this is the deepest time of simcha. And we are nostalgic. We long for the connection to the Beis HaMikdash. That we could go when the Shekhinah was so accessible, a person could experience any day he walked into the Mikdash, ten nisim, today we're a little bit, my Amunah is a little bit, I'm a little bit down today, I get a little physical, I'm going to the Beis HaMikdash, hang out there for a day, come back, he saw the Shekhinah in action. Which could propel a person all the way to the world. That's when we come together to celebrate and see this realization of this living joy. Simcha is the service of the Rebbe. The deepest connection to the Rebbe is the Simcha. So we come together, and a person can't celebrate, as Mark mentioned. A person cannot properly celebrate on his own. Rabbah writes that to properly fulfill Simcha's point, one should be together with one's family and one's friends. If he's going to sit eat by himself, he's not going to experience the joy that he's supposed to experience. And the halacha, I have a psak that's based on this, that I tie into Avelim, that whatever they do on every, with their family and friends on every Purim, they should do on the year that they're available to. Because that's the way that this tzur, our person who kind of sees what is resting in the join together on this, to celebrate together the British Living Festival. It gives us all a tremendous chizma, tremendous impetus. Marish ourselves as a chelik of the tzibur. It gives us tremendous strength to go forward. To grow, in fact, from all the strengths of the tzibur. Because I identify with someone else in his stress, because we're all together. And then maybe we come together to grow in the service of the Rabbanu Shalom, to rejoice together, to bond together, and thereby, in that unity, to be marvish, in fact, the accomplishments of each and every person that's around us. And since I'm together with him, I also want to share those accomplishments. And it inspires me as well. May the Rabbanu Shalom grant the Jesus of Simcha Shal Mitzvah. We samach to bechagecha, and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam bring joy to each of us. A joy, in fact, that will connect us with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and a joy that we will take with us throughout the year. And that every moment of the service of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is a boundless Simcha. Again, I want to thank Michael. In fact, it's not only being able to good meal, he brought us together for such a celebration. As Hashem will connect all of us with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam at a deeper level. We all be zeicha, in fact, the core of participating. The simplest place is Shemayimah, Shemayimah, Kedesh,
before we break from Arav, I just want to thank tonight's sponsors who made this possible. The Hesh family, Shapiro family, Abakod family, Bambini family, Smanowit family, Yoni Kat family, Zolstag family. Thank you for sponsoring and making all this.
Thank you.
I'm just walking down here.